All right. This morning, the verse of the year that I want to share with you is my verse, Psalm 16:8. I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Obviously, we're in a time of transition, and there's lots of opportunities to be shaken. There's unanswered questions. We don't know what the future holds in all cases, but I have felt a peace. It's not been an easy decision to come to, but I feel like this is the right decision for our family and also the right decision for you as a congregation. God has selected the next person to lead you as your pastor well in advance, and I am confident that he or she will do a great job leading you. God is not going to abandon this church just because I leave. It's been here before I was here, and it's going to be here long after I am here. I look forward to seeing all of the great things that you do as a church under the new leadership of that person. Now, before I transition into my jokes, my kids got after me last week. They said, "Dad, why do you keep picking on Rick?" They said, "You know, Rick is a really nice guy. He is our bus driver. He drives us, you know, to in between school. And you just pick on him all the time. And so, Rick, I apologize for picking on you all the time. So I thought you did. I thought we had a thing. But apparently from the outside, it looked like there was some animosity. So I wanted to clear that up. You know, and Rick started it, really. Because he keeps stealing my punchlines. Those of you online can't hear, but those of you in person know that when I give a joke, he likes to finish the punchline for me. So we'll see how he does this morning. So did you hear about the hairdresser? She died. What's red and moves up and down? A tomato in an elevator. So to wrap up and to do my final message today, the second half of my farewell address, I did a poll on Facebook, on our group, and I just said, what are the things that you remember me saying to you over and over and over again? What things are you going to remember about me in the future? And the first thing that popped up was dad jokes. So I'm going to throw in a lot of dad jokes today because I got to get them all in for the rest of the year. So what side of a turkey has the most feathers? The outside. Yes. See what I mean? Okay. Why do chicken coops have two doors? Because if they had four doors, they'd be chicken sedans. Now, I know you're going to get a great pastor after me, but you are not going to find someone as funny as me. So just prepare yourself to be let down at the humor level of this church. The next thing that came up was that I say, love one another and love your enemies. And this is important, that we always are showing love to one another and love to our enemies no matter what. No matter if they look differently, they sound differently, they dress differently, they act differently, whatever the difference is, we are called to simply love them. And so as a church and as individuals, no matter who we come into contact with, we need to love them. We need to show love to them. That means embracing them, welcoming them, and helping them to find a home ultimately with Christ. Why do scuba divers fall backwards off the boat? Because if they fell forward, they'd still be on the boat. What did the man say to the wall? One more crack and I'll plaster you. See, this is for me. See, if I break it up with jokes, then I don't get emotional through the whole thing. The next thing that came up was, those who are not believers will not question whether or not they're living correctly. And this is said to help encourage you, because sometimes we think, how can I possibly be a follower of Christ if I keep sinning, or if I keep doing this, or I keep doing that? And I want to encourage you that if you're asking the question, how should I be living, and you're trying to live the way you're supposed to be living, that's an indication that the Spirit of God is at work inside of you. And so people that are not trying to live for Christ are not going to ask those types of questions. People that don't have the Spirit living inside of them are not going to ask those types of questions. And so take assurance in your salvation. Be sure that you are following Christ in all ways. But know that you can have that assurance of your salvation. Know that you can have that assurance of your faith. When you are seeking to follow Him, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of you. All right, what's a cat's favorite song? Three Blind Mice. What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? Same middle name. Some of these you got to think about. What? All right. The next thing that came up was the theme from my first message series, Action, Action, We Want Action. And this one is great because this was the first long series that I did. It took over a year for us to get through the book of James. And the book of James is not that big, y'all. We dug into this book. And really, we dug into it and we talked about don't merely listen to the word, but do what it says. You can't say that you have read a book or studied something if you don't actually pick up the book and read it. Okay, but reading the book or reading the Bible is not enough. It's great to memorize scripture. It's great to read it. It's great to put it into your mind so you're thinking about these things. But if you don't put it into practice, then what good really is it? You read, love one another. But if you're not loving one another, then what good is it to know that you're supposed to love one another? Okay, we've got to do what it says. Put the word of God into action so that we are using what we learn. It's not just a textbook to be studied. It's great to get into the Greek and Hebrew and dig into those words sometimes. But if we don't get to the application part of Scripture, then we're really doing a disservice to what Scripture is all about. It's about changed lives. It's about a relationship with Christ and a relationship with other people. And that's really what we need to focus on when we're studying and reading God's Word. I got fired from my job as a taxi driver today. Turns out my customers don't like it when I go the extra mile. Why can't dinosaurs clap? Because they're dead. They're getting better, huh? You got some interview questions here to ask. All right. The next thing that came up was we are a church family. And our church family extends to those that have been a member of Hayes Christian Church in the past, those of us who are members now, and those who will be members in the future. We are a church family. We have chosen to identify as a member or attender of Hayes Christian Church. And that is awesome. It is not something to be taken lightly. It is a commitment saying, I want to be associated with this church. I believe in this church. I believe in her mission. I believe in the leadership, where the leadership is taking us. And that's something that many of us have done. And if you haven't made that commitment, I encourage you to make that commitment. Because it's important that we identify together as part of this body. But it's not just an official member that I'm talking about. Anyone who chooses to associate with our church in any way, even those people that come just on Christmas and Easter, if you ask them, where do you go to church? Oh, Hayes Christian Church. Okay, they're part of our church as well. And so we love them as family. And yeah, I already talked about fighting sometimes, but that's just what family does, right? We get along and underneath it all is love. This church is always going to hold a special place in my heart, and I'm going to miss all of you. Here's something to consider. If two vegans fight, is it still considered a beef? And I invented a new word today, plagiarism. The sixth thing that came up is that context is king. And you've heard me say this probably more than anything else, honestly, because it comes up in every series that we do, every sermon just about, I could say, context is king. Because when you're studying scripture, when you're studying anything, when you're doing anything, the context matters. It matters who's writing. It matters who the book is written to. It matters what situation is going on while they're writing. All of these things have to be taken into consideration when you're studying and interpreting Scripture. I mean, can you imagine? Well, you've heard just one side of a phone conversation, and you come to conclusions. There was something on Facebook the other day, and this was not planned, so I'm going to mess it up probably terribly, but the lady had gone into the restroom, and she hears, "Hey, how you doing?" She's like, "Fine." And she says, "Do you mind if I come over?" "I'd really rather prefer some privacy." And the next thing she hears is, "I'm sorry, I've got to call you back. This lady next to me keeps answering all my questions." Okay? Context matters, right? Context is king. And so when you study Scripture, when you do anything in life, you have to remember context is king. Last year, I wrote a book on penguins. In retrospect, paper would have been better. When I was a kid, my mother told me I could be anyone I wanted to be. But it turns out identity theft is a crime. Finally, the last thing that they said, I said over and over again, is if you have a pulse, you have a purpose. So everybody check your pulse now. Mine's going. You got it? Some of you are just assuming your pulse is going. You might want to check that. Okay? If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. If you are still on this earth, God has a reason for you to be on this earth. And so what we get to do is we get to discover what that purpose is. We get to find out what we're good at, find out what you enjoy doing, find out where your passions are, and then use those things to bring glory to God. Because that's ultimately what we're supposed to be doing, is bringing glory to God in everything that we do. And by bringing glory to God, we can bring others to God and increase the size of God's family by telling people about Christ, by sharing with them what God has done for us. And so if you have a pulse this morning, you have a purpose. Find ways to bring glory to God in all areas. My wife told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo. So I put my foot down. How do you get a squirrel to like you? Act like a nut. So over these past 12 and a half years, we've done a lot of things together. We've made some physical changes, some technology changes. I want to show you some of the pictures of the before of some of the places here in church that you'll see. Go ahead. So that is the back classroom, mid-transformation. That is my mom right here, and Lori and Cameron picking up those tiles. And those tiles are not light things. So go to the next one. There's Logan taking some tiles. He got to use the hammer on that. He was excited. Okay, go to the next one. There's Lori and Logan painting, okay? And there's the finished product of the back wall where we did that logo of HCC Kids. And then there's the other wall that we did. Didn't know how that one was going to turn out, but it turned out pretty cool. And I show these pictures because most of you have never been over to the back classroom where we do Children's Church and Kingdom Kids and Youth Group. And so I wanted to show you what those look like. The next pictures, oh, there's another one with the tables in it for Kingdom, for Children's Church. So the sanctuary, we did a lot of remodeling in the sanctuary. We had pews, we had a carpet on the wall, and go to the next one, and we had boring colored walls. Go to the next one. There's the pews and the carpet. Wow. Now, and the, look at the back wall, is all paneling, and the front was all paneling. Okay, go to the next one. Now this is just to show you the color of the carpet. And I should really say colors of the carpet. I heard the story was that we had a got a good deal on a remnant, like the end of the line that they put together, just whatever is left. They put it all on one carpet, and that's what we got. And remember, we had some people in wheelchairs, and when we would roll their wheelchairs, the carpet would bunch up. And so it was just really a struggle. And I know that this carpet, there's some people that still don't like the color of this carpet. Carolyn. sorry. Caught in my throat there. Right, it doesn't stain, yes. That's what we were told. Yeah. And then we got the chairs instead of the pews, which made it open so we could do family fun nights in here and do potlucks. Remember the potlucks? My gosh, we all just crammed in that front room. Do you remember that? And if somebody had to get up from the end, like everybody had to get up, and it was like a whole big production. So we were able to do potlucks in here. Then there was a fireplace in the front room. Remember that? I was thinking about that the other day. I didn't get a good picture before the fireplace, but that's when they were taking it out. And then this is after it took out. So obviously we had to paint in there. And you can see when you go back out, we did the what is that color called? It's gray. I call it gray, but there's some technical term for it. I don't know. But we did a lot of different things. Is that the last one? Oh, and there's Dale painting and Bubba painting. Okay. And there's Logan helping out. And there's when we took out the floor, when we took out all the carpet, because I think did we have them take it out? I don't remember. But I came over and took pictures because it was so weird. And there's, you can see the front. We didn't have the monitors, we had the screen, and we had the paneling up here. And the paneling, painting the paneling, that was a fun discussion because someone was dead set against painting the paneling. Bubba! Bubba! because he just kept saying at every board meeting, you don't paint paneling. You don't paint paneling. You got to do sheetrock. And so we came in, and you can see he even helped. We painted the paneling, and it turned out all right. So we did a lot of things like that, just building improvements, different things like that. We changed the format of Jeff's Sunday school class. We started doing topical studies instead of the Christian standard. We did family fun nights for a while. We restarted children's church and did it every week. We did a couple of magic shows, and that was actually one of the first stains of the carpet was the magic show. She was using red food coloring or red dye. And let's see. I don't know if you can still see it. Maybe. Is it behind me? Yeah. So somewhere on there is our first stain, and that was from the magic show. It was, what, like a week after we got the carpet, or 2 weeks after we got the carpet? And that dye dropped, and all the ladies sucked all the air out of the room. We had an animal show from Sternberg. We did a couple concerts. Of course, we've done VBS and that awesome quilt back there, guys. Check out the quilt that Cindy and Della made. Thank you so much for that. Who did? Oh, your mom did? Well, thank her for that. They have all the VBS t-shirts from the 12 years that we've been here into a quilt, which is, oh, that's so cool. Because I have all those shirts, and I'm like, what am I ever going to do with them? And now we have a way to display them. It's so cool. We did the church garage sale. Now, we did 12 garage sales over our 12 and a half years. Who has it? Just throw out a ballpark figure. What do you think we made on the church garage sales total? $10,000? $15,000? Oh, Billy had it right on. $22,080.98. I don't know how you get 98 cents when we're selling everything in a quarter increment, but that's averaging over $1,800 a garage sale that we did. And most of that money went to send kids to camp. And most of it was just because we cleaned out our houses or garages or whatever it was, okay? We did roughly 650 church services together. I didn't go through and count out everything, but it's about that, 650. We had 30 baptisms while I was here. We did Kingdom Kids and Youth Group. We've done service projects with all ages. We did bingo at Centennial Towers, which they really want you to start doing that again if we can in the fall. So I hope that that's something that can continue. And then, of course, we had the Christmas programs, which were quite the production at times. We did Spy Kids Christmas, The King is Coming, Galaxy Wars, The Wizard of Oz, Fumbly Bumbly Angels, and then one year for Palm Sunday we did Corduroy play. And so those were some of those Christmas programs that we did. You know, it's been a wild and crazy ride at times. But I'm blessed to have been on it with you guys and with the people that have been here before. To the many faces that have sat on the church board, thank you for being a board member. Thank you for challenging my thinking, for supporting my initiatives, even though sometimes you thought they were a little nuts. And they were. But thank you for working with me. For all of you that have volunteered in any capacity, thank you for volunteering with your talent and your time. We could not have done it, any of this, without your help. For those of you that have financially supported the church, thank you. We have gone through some lean times since I've been here at times. And when we said, guys, we have a map out and we are this close to having to close the doors. Just because of the way the giving is and the expenses are. And you guys stepped up and increased your giving. You've given to special projects like rebuilding the walls, which is how we ended up with my amazing administrative assistant, Amy. Let's give her a hand. Thank you, Amy, for keeping everything running behind the scenes. And I could not honestly do this without Amy in her position. So thank you for that, Amy. You're going to be invaluable for the next few months when they're in transition. And the next person better recognize how lucky he or she is to have you by their side. And thank you for all of the different ways that you've celebrated us for Pastor Appreciation. You guys have spoiled us greatly through Pastor Appreciation. It has been one of my greatest honors to be called your pastor. I look forward to sharing God's word with you every week on a regular basis. I look forward to joining you in your celebrations. I was honored to share in your times of grief and loss. It's a situation that I wouldn't have traded for the world. To sum up, just thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving me as your pastor. And thank you for supporting this church and her mission. God has some great things in store for this church, and I'm excited to see what those things are and how God continues to use Hayes Christian Church to benefit the kingdom of God. As I prepare to give my final benediction, I want you to just ask you to keep in touch with me. Find me on Facebook. Most of we're already probably Facebook friends, unless you blocked me for some reason. You know, send me an email, shoot me a text. I hate talking on the phone, but I'll even talk to you on the phone if you want. Send me your Christmas cards. Mail me cookies. How'd that get in there? Chocolate chip are great. Actually, my grandma, who we called Batsa, who I've talked about before, she made the best cookies, the best M&M chocolate chip cookies in the world. And so when I went to college, she decided to mail them to me in college. And so she couldn't, it took a little while to figure out the packaging, but she put them, the first couple times, she just popped popcorn and then threw the cookies in the popcorn. So the cookies still tasted good, but it just had that hint of popcorn with the cookies. Thankfully, now Cameron has figured out the recipe and can make the Botsis cookies amazingly. And so that's really cool to see. But as Christ followers, as Scott said, we never truly say goodbye. We say until we meet again, because we will meet again. And I'm not just talking about on the other side. We'll see each other. We'll come to Hayes and visit. You guys, if you're coming to Lawrence, stop by, say hello.
You've been listening to Pastor Kevin Daniels at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus. to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.